Good afternoon, Gilmore Group.
Hi, is Arthur in?
Yeah, who's calling?
It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Let me see if he's available. What are you calling about?
It's not a sales call. I'm an underwriting at Bank of Cardiff. We were speaking yesterday. He emailed me. I emailed him back.
All right, let me see. He might be on a call, but I can check for you right now.
Ruben, hi, it's Arthur Gilmore.
How are you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Working hard. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, I got a minute.
Cool. Give me a second. So, I just, I don't know too much about what conversation you had with Gabe. I know we spoke briefly and you're working with Zach here. I just want to ask you kind of what you're looking for. The program we're prepared for you is not our only program, but we are kind of the 800 pound gorilla in this industry. And so if anyone can do it, we can. Can you tell me a little about what you're trying to accomplish and I can let you know?
Yeah, I think I don't need any money. what I'm saying is, what I was going to do, and I've decided already I'm going to go at this a different way, and I just need some small cushion money. We have a revolving credit line that I pay down, and I wanted to have some extra dollars. And I think I talked to you about that at one time some months ago and said, I need some capital. But when I do the numbers, I can go about by tightening the belt a little bit, handling everything without really any money. And if I ever needed any of this short cash, instead of going to a company like yourself, I can go at it another way and get a quick, $150,000. The canned capital thing was probably an unnecessary thing. I'm going to pay that off. And what I was looking for from you, Ruben, to be honest with you, and it's not what you guys do. I was looking for, $250,000 or $300,000, over 2 or 3 years. That was a comfortable thing for me to pay, and certainly not at astronomical, for me, what I look at is astronomical interest rates. So, I appreciate who you guys are. I think it was a great experience with our equipment lease, and we've got all that dialed in. I think we have a couple questions on some of the final
purchases. someone was contacting us, so if you want to shoot Gabe an email or to get forwarded to me, I'm more than happy to help. Do you mind if I just jump in, because you're saying some things that might not, you don't know every program we do, but that's okay. If you knew every program we do, it'd be crazy. But I can give you some feedback on kind of, and one thing I wanted to ask you is, you said a quick 150. What other option are you considering to do, like get a quick $150,000?
Well, I just go and do a refi on my house. I mean, I've got a $2 million house, and I don't have a problem with doing a quick refi on that.
Okay.
Let me
kind of address a few things, and I'm a big fan of breaking things down into manageable parts, but never pushing anyone. That's just not. I've been doing this too long to push anyone. So number one, a lot of times people say, well, it's like an all or nothing scenario. So I either need $300,000 or I need zero. And to me, that's really kind of, it's too whiplashy. Basically, with working capital loans, one thing you mentioned was, you consider quote unquote astronomical terms. The canned capital loan you have, you borrowed $100,000 and your payback is like $120,000, correct?
Yeah.
So the kind of ways that I slice it, I think this product is all based on need, is, if you need some additional cushion money, like 50 or 75 grand, we can give you a second position loan it's going to be a short term, say 6 to 12, maybe 15 months, because it's a second position loan, and that's fine. The reason I offered you this specific program is because I'm a big believer, like, cheap is expensive is cheap. Whoever you're, you know, you work with can, I have nothing bad to say about them, but that's a very exotic program that I don't think really solved anything. It was just $100,000. So my goal would be giving you... I would rather keep you in this program for $250,000, and if you want me to see if, you know, the credit officer can reduce your cost, I can. Your cost on this, if you take it to term, you're not going to reduce your cost by, you know, 30%, but there might be some wiggle room that I can find out on. One other thing you mentioned was a quick $150,000. So our program is a business loan that goes underneath your business credit. It is not comparable to a home equity line that goes under your personal credit and it's backed by real estate. So not I nor anyone in this industry can kind of provide a product that's comparable to home equity. That's a completely different animal. But the question I'd ask you is, you're obviously looking for money. No one's going to waste their time applying for money unless they need it or they want it. You mentioned some projects. So what is this? When do these projects actually...
But you know they're still out there. And Ruben, I don't want to get too detailed about it, but we just signed a master services agreement with a big energy company. And I'm talking to a large transportation automotive company, a large company that I've worked with in the past. And I just want to be prepared for that. I think, to be honest with you, it's really a matter of managing my money correctly and making sure that, you know, we're doing work with Wells Fargo. They just upped the ante with us. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I probably, you know, was looking for, you know, this extra cushion. I don't really need it.
Can I ask why you buy the money from Can?
Yeah, I thought I wanted to have a little extra cash. I was looking out at the next 6 months and saying, you know, one thing I hate doing is I hate going below, you know, and managing below a certain amount of cash that's in my account. And Ruben, I'm going to tell you something I had a problem with somebody I had to fire. She embezzled some money, and it's a very different sort of thing for me to have someone do that, and you know, it was a fair amount of money that was taken out of the company. She's been arrested. We've gotten some money back and some insurance money back, and right around that time is the time I went to Cannes just to have a.
That's not the first time I've heard that. I've seen it all day long. Just to give you some kind of feedback, and what I'm going to do is I'll do two things. I don't think, and the way that I present this product is, sometimes in my business, you have to tell the customer the truth rather than try to look. I can make some exotic program for you, but it's not going to. I'm not going to give you $20,000 at a promotional rate because it's going to make you feel warm and fuzzy. I truly believe that this program, because and just to give you an idea of these working capital companies, the good thing is with your CAN loan, it's so cheap. Just, you know, that $100,000 is so cheap because it's such a small loan amount that you kind of. Prepay. If you pay CAN off, I think you get a 6% discount. If we pay them off, I don't think we get any discount. You get any discount? Yep. But because it's so cheap, you're not getting like hooked for a ton of interest. But a lot of most of these programs, it's a commitment to borrow money, and you're not really getting a discount for paying off early. And I just had another customer that I worked with for 5 years. They have a restaurant in Pennsylvania, and their whole thing is, well, it's a very similar idea, which is if I don't get 250 over 3 years, I'm just not going to do anything. And I told my customer, I'm, look, you've been cycling these loans for so long that sometimes it's better to pay 10,000 or 20,000 more than you want right now and set yourself up long term. But let me also give you some frank feedback, because I'm more of a credit person. I do understand the industry, and it's not being arrogant. I'm just trying to tell you my experience. So one thing you mentioned is potentially borrowing $150,000 on a home equity line of credit, correct?
Well, I don't know whether I do a refi with a home equity line of credit or I do it with refinancing my mortgage, but
a second mortgage, something of that nature.
Well, No, a refinance of my first mortgage, my mortgage. I mean, I know what I can do. I don't want to get into all the specifics on
correct.
That, but I, you know, that I don't, you know, I've been looking at it. Ruben, you're a good guy to talk to. I appreciate it. I don't want to waste your time, and
you're not
the same. But you know, right now I'm looking at this going, you know, probably the smart management thing to do right now is just keep going the way we're going. I just like to have more money in my bank account than what I've had, because this gal kind of put me in, you know, she didn't pay bills, so let me just go first if I can, Ruben. So I'm clear on that now. I paid back everybody. I got myself dialed in. I'm cleaning up. I've cleaned up all the stuff, and now we're just going forward. So I'm saying to myself, well, why not have a cushion, you know, for the next 6 to 12 months when we're looking at this new business effort. PBS is coming in doing a show on us in September. It's a small thing. It's a 7-minute documentary on, you know, behind the scenes. We've got some speaking engagements coming up. We've got some articles that are coming out. We have basically a move on for new business. We've got, as I said, you know, three big companies, you know, a company our size, you know, of under 50 people, to have the kind of companies that we do business with and the relationships we have. We don't do business with small companies. We're very lucky. We're kind of an exclusive company. And I think the best thing I should do, I'm talking to you openly.
Yeah.
And you've been a good guy to speak to. I probably don't need to borrow any money at all. I probably just need to manage the money and recognize if I go below $100,000 for a little while, you know, as bank accounts go up and down, you know, just manage it. I've never been a guy happy with having less than you know, this amount of money in the bank account and this amount of money in my ARs. And my ARs are good right now. My bank account would like to have another, you know, the reason I'm borrowing $150,000, do I need it? No. Do I want it? Yeah. So I think I'm just going to manage around it. And if I need to deal with tightening the belt a little bit, I'll deal with tightening the belt. If I needed you for any kind of quick funding to help me on anything, you know, I know where to go, but I don't need that. I don't need quick funding, and I don't need, you know, save my ass funding. I went to Can Capital. I think that was an appropriate question. Right after I found out about this gal stealing money, and I was like, oh shit, I better make sure that I'm squared up on this before I was going to get my insurance back, or before, you know, she did $85,000 of Uber charges, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get anything back on that. Well, you know, they paid back a part of it as well, and so did Bank of America with the credit card stuff. So, you know, it all turns out to be okay, and the Can Capital was, you know, a backup and probably something ordinarily that I would never do. I would never go to a hard capital company and look for cash.
Okay, you know, you've said some valuable things. Here's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to shoot you an email summary before the end of the day. And I appreciate you being open. I'm not just a good guy, I'm also competent at what I do. That's why people enjoy working with me. I kind of know my stuff. So a few quick things to mention. Number one, obviously having more money in your account makes you feel more comfortable. Can was there for a reason. I truly think our program's better, not because it's necessarily cheaper. I think it helps people manage cash flow better. It gives people the amount of money they need, and it comes with that interest forgiveness on a renewal, which is a very, very important thing. In terms of the second thing, you know, you borrowing $150,000 on a HELOC, you're really not my customer as a sales rep. I don't have new customers. I help our general team, but I can give you some feedback because I think it's important. So you're not the first customer, nor will you be the last to tell me, hey, look, I've got a ton of equity. How would I just pull out some money from my house? Okay, great. Here's the way that I answer that question. I'm sure you're aware of your credit score, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So your credit score right now is a 651. one of the reasons it's a 651 is there's a few lates here or there, but there's also a lot of leverage. And this is not me slapping you around or beating you up. It's just talking to you as a professional, as someone that actually has your best interests there. When customers get, when business owners continually leverage, which most business owners continually leverage their personal credit, the problem is the more the debt level is on personal credit, the harder it is for them to get money. It's kind of like a credit is like a game. The more debt you have, and banks want to give money to people, you know, for in the small business banking community, the reason why we have a lot of customers, there's no secret. Banks, traditional banks, are only giving money to the customers that can prove that they don't need the money.
Right.
So what I would tell you is this. Number one, you might get a home, you might get a refinance of your mortgage. You might get cash out, you might not. I'm not in the mortgage business, so I'm not going to make any judgments on that. But what I would let you know is that if you do a loan with us, this loan exclusively goes under business credit. It doesn't affect your personal credit. And there is an inherent value. And to give you an idea, I think your goal is to do as long-term as possible. Just, you know, working capital loans, honestly, they used to be about 6 to 9 months. And because of the plethora of companies that have entered this industry, many who frankly are going bankrupt because they do not understand what they're doing. That's actually what's going on in our industry. There's this push to get people longer and longer terms. This money should be used for a reason, whether it's growth or security, so people don't have to keep on managing the bank account on a day-to-day basis. But what I would let you know, well, that's the truth. I've had talk to customers.
Well, no, I'm laughing because that's something that's a waste of time. That managing a bank account on a daily basis is not something that I like to do. And frankly, you're hitting it on the head, Ruben. I hear you. You're obviously a knowledgeable guy, and you're absolutely right about everything you've said. Every single thing that you've said is resonating with me very clearly. I don't think anything that you've said. It just seems to me that I'm at a point where if I don't take this deal with you, it's something I can manage around.
I believe you can.
And I'm looking at a couple things that I just talked to my guys about this morning. We have a couple programs that are already not just in the works, but being considered by existing clients that would push another, you know, $100,000-$200,000 in the door before the end of the year, which has given me a little bit of that cushion. I'm just a careful guy who's never found myself in trouble until this woman did what she did. Twofold. One, you probably know the bigger issue was not stealing the money because the money wasn't there, but not paying the bills. That was a thing that really effed me up where I was like, whoa, and it was like people coming out of the woodwork. That's done. That's dialed in. That's over now. I've got everything squared up. So I'm like, okay, now what do we do on this? I know my credit score has come down 100 points, but the checkered flag is if I needed money, I know who I could go to. I've had long-term relationships with a couple of banks and banks that I've also that I also do work for. So I'm really impressed with you guys. I'm impressed with your knowledge and your expertise.
Hopefully you guys can write a review for us online. We've hopefully we've done a good job, and at least we get that review. You know,
but I think right now, you know, unless it, you know, I just feel like it's not, when I look at the numbers,
that would be attractive to you? So let's just say, and this is not me asking you something and saying, okay, I'll do it. I'm just saying from your point of view, if you borrowed $250,000 with, you know, $250,000, what to you would be reasonable or what would work for your business?
Well, but it doesn't work. You know, you guys do these very much shorter terms, and I was thinking the 2 years, you know, and I was thinking, you know, a manageable amount of money, and I had I think I'd come up with something around you know, $12,000 or something. I maybe did the math wrong, but yeah,
okay,
and you know, I just. And you know, I've run the numbers where I've taken Can out, you know, where we do what you said, you know, I pay Can off, and get that dialed in. But I want to be square with you, you know, because I think you're a go-to kind of guy, and I'm, you know, wanting to be a little bit smart. You know, if I look at what's going into 17, if those guys give us these projects, my partners are worried about whether or not I've got the resources, to hire on really quickly. Because, you know, as you well know, I mentioned this to you, I mentioned it to Gabe, you know, I got a Capital One project that's been going on for 6 months, and they're finally going to send me a check. I mean, that's how it works with the guys like Duke Energy or Honda or Ford or IBM. That they're you know, or Disney. They're not like, oh yeah, we'll pay you tomorrow. It takes months to get the frickin' contracts and the master services agreements in place, because that's who they're generally working with. They're working with top-notch firms and bigger ones than me by far. You know, these guys normally have 500-600 people, maybe 1,000 people. You know, I'm a much smaller company. You know, I got 30 guys, you know, we are very special at what we do, and that's why they hire us. So I just need to figure out how I, you know, manage through. And if I did feel that this would be a good thing for me to do, I would give you a shout. And I don't want to take this call because I really wanted to thank you for the time and effort you put on the first one.
Oh, there's no push. There's no push. I appreciate that. The best thing you could do is if you're, you know, how do we make our living? Well, look, if you want to pass my name off to any of your colleagues or vendors who say, hey, look, I worked with Ruben, he did a great job. But just to circle one thing back, and I will shoot you an email, and we can always revisit this. So just, I've had this conversation a long time, just like you have conversations with your customers. There is no pushiness in my voice. Number one, and hopefully we can do more equipment financing for you. So number one, you said, hey, look, there's, you know, a lot of banks I work with. Well, I've got a lot of contacts. But we also know that sometimes, you know, doing a refinance on a house, are rates cheap right now? Yeah. Is it a nightmare to get approved? Absolutely. How do I know that? I've gone through the process. Number two, I think one thing you said, and I think we kind of, you glossed over it. I glossed over it, but it's really important, and it's really the heart, the meat and potatoes. You said, look, if I had a payment of $12,000 a month, that's what make me comfortable. And I can really understand that. I'm not a big fan of doing second position loans because, like I said, they sometimes, if you have a first position offer, you should always do it just for your, because you're not having to violate your contract. But if you looked at it, you said, you know, short term. To be blunt with you, many companies will do long term loans over 2 years or 3 years, but it's a hell of a process, and they're not going to get you the money you need. They're going to give you like $110,000. It's not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. 18 months, actually, for this amount of money, just for my industry, is actually a very long. Yeah, it is a good term, and a weekly payment option.
But Ruben, I'm learning. Okay, I got to be honest with you. You know, the only kind of you know, I haven't done anything like this except that's one time with Can Capital. That was back in February, whenever, you know, the problem came down, and I moved on making sure that I had some backup, and you know, I'd never done anything before, and then I realized, okay, well, did this thing with Can Capital. I had this good relationship with Bank of Cardiff on my equipment loan, and maybe I could pay off the Can Capital and get even a better deal with you guys, and that's how I approached it.
It's a learning process. The first thing, just so you know, just your approval on this term, it is 250, but that doesn't mean you have to use 250. So just to kind of give you an idea, and I'll just throw out some numbers there. If you were looking at a payment around 12, 15 grand, something, because right now your payment's 4 and change, and so per month it's a little more than 17 because there's a little more than 4 weeks in a month. If you looked at 200 grand, your payments are going to be under 15. That's the first thing. It's pretty close to what you want. The second thing to kind of give you an idea, and I'll shoot you an email in about an hour that, or hour and a half, that recaps this all. But the other thing is this, and I have had this conversation with a lot of customers. I had a customer that was in a very similar position. They're in Washington, okay? And so their thing is, I do not want to ask for money until I need it. Once the contracts come in, then I'll use the money. Okay, great. Well,
that's not a smart thing to do. I realize that. But I'm managing with that in mind, Ruben. What I'm saying to you is I'm looking at some things that have just occurred over the past couple of days, frankly, I recognize, you know, what I'm doing is looking very clearly at every single nickel and dime that's moving around in my business and saying, do I really need to go out and get another $100,000 or do I really need to get anything at all? And the truth of the matter is, when I've looked at it really hard, and that's why I've said it doesn't seem to be the right time for me at all. And when I look at what moves into the beginning of 17, you know, I'm gonna be fine. I'm a belt and suspenders guy. I've used that term with you before, so I just like to have a little extra around. And I know how hard it is to go through the banks and do refi or HELOC. I'm just right now looking, unless I saw something from you that said, hey, I've looked this over, consider this, Arthur, and you know, it brings it into range where I'm looking at a monthly amount of money coming out of my business account. That fits with that $12,000, maybe.
Can
up
I ask
to
you
14.
A question?
Yeah.
So here's the way, and that's fine. The way that, you know, no one's compensated here on your loan amount. Just, you know, if your loan funds were $10,000 or $250, the reps paid exactly the same. That's the truth. But the question I would ask you is this: so the way that these loans work is, especially for this specific program, is that you have to net at least 50% of the funds amount.
Yeah.
So the question I'd ask you is this. We put, it's completely up to the customer, the borrower, the business who's borrowing the funds, not you personally, of course. So you mentioned like paying off can. So what I can tell you is this. I can throw scenarios at you all day long, but would you be comfortable paying, like, it's all about borrowing money. So if your comfort zone is $12,000, can you get there? Absolutely. What that means is you'll just be borrowing a little less money. However, the caveat is your can balance is what, like 107? Give or take?
Yeah.
So let me ask you two questions. Would you be in a position to A, pay can off and then take our funding, or would this loan only work if we paid off can?
I could pay can off.
So here's kind of what I would tell you, kind of between us girls.
I'd pay can off and then get your funding separately without.
So number one, I'm not here to steer you wrong. Can gives you a discount, as far as I know, for paying off early, correct? It's like 6%, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give up. If we pay you off, though, they're not going to give you that discount. So I've seen their payoff letter, and it says, if this is your payoff, and to take advantage of the early repayment discount, here's the numbers. Here, the money has to come from your business bank account. Now, just so you know, that's not how we work. With our and you'll see it in our contract, if you do a renewal, you get all interest forgiveness. But even if you had another lender pay us off early, you still get 25% discount on the remaining interest. But here's the number I'd give you. Your comfort zone, and this is the most important part and the real idea. You're telling me, hey, Ruben, I'm not comfortable borrowing more than $12,000 because if I pay more than $12,000 a month, I don't want to burn the relationship with you. I don't want to get into an uncomfortable situation. Fine. Completely understand. So what we need to do is I need to come to you with a number and say, look, here is the pricing and here's the max amount you can borrow at $12,000. And if you paid off can, here's how much you'd get. Give me about 2 hours and I'll get you those numbers. That's fine.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm on the East Coast. I'm heading out to Long Island. I'm leaving in 15 minutes. So I'll look at it Monday. So don't rush yourself. I'll look at it Monday.
That's perfect. But yeah, if you're in the position to pay off can, most people aren't. But if you are, you'd get their discount. Just to give you an idea of what I would think, and I'm just going to give you a rough idea. So if your comfort zone was like 12 grand a month coming out of your cash, and you don't care if it's – you want weekly payments, correct? That kind of is better for you than daily. Is that accurate?
You told me it didn't matter, so I'd go either way.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't matter to me.
Just to give you an idea of where I think you'd be at, using, keep in mind, the same specific program that actually allows the interest forgiveness on the renewal, which is extremely important. And I hope you understand why it's extremely important. so you don't keep on rolling over interest. I think your loan amount would probably be in the range of 160 to 180, just off the top of my head, running very rough numbers. So even if you did 200,000, just, you know, you could probably get pricing, because that's, there's slightly less risk on 200 versus 250. 250, there is more risk, of course. But if you looked at 200,000,
so let's say 175 is if I paid off Can now and then just said 175 from you, that would, okay, you know,
yeah,
write
I think
that
you'd
up
be,
and
yeah, you'd
and,
be
and one thing I would like your
go ahead.
Ruben, just the numbers, make sure that you're talking about 18 months.
Correct.
Okay. So
yeah, the 12
I,
to 14 range, that's where you're at. It's just a little less money. And the yeah. And of course, the way that our program works is if you do 18 months, once you're 9 months in, you can apply for renewal. And I cannot promise you anything, but I've never seen a customer who has paid us on time who has never gotten, if not the same, if not a better renewal option the second time around.
Yeah.
But let me draw some numbers up.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks for your time. Have a good trip in Long Island.
Yeah.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.